Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. This is World Food Prize Week, including the 2020 Laureate Ceremony and the Borlaug Dialogue to have a global conversation about innovation in agriculture. The theme for this year's dialogue is Building Resilience Today for Improved Global Food Systems Tomorrow. It couldn't be a more timely topic as the COVID-19 pandemic has created a tipping point and concentrated thought about the resiliency of our food system. But Farm Bureau has been having this dialogue all along. That's why we're proud that the American Farm Bureau Federation co-hosted, together with the Farm Journal Foundation, a side event on using your voice to create a more resilient food system. The World Food Prize is considered to be like a Nobel Prize for agriculture. In this season of Nobel Prize announcements, we're thankful to the WFP Foundation for continuing its celebration of innovation in agriculture. After all, it is because of agriculture that we are able to have the advancements celebrated by the Nobel Prize, whether it's medicine, literature, economics, or peace. Agriculture and food security are the foundation of all human achievements. Farm Bureau congratulates Ohio State University Professor Dr. Ratan Lal, the 2020 World Food Prize Laureate. Dr. Lal's research on soil health and its role in agricultural productivity and mitigating climate change will help farmers around the world grow more productively and efficiently. As U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in remarks during the announcement ceremony, Dr. Lal's research in soil science shows that the solution to this problem is right under our feet. Dr. Lal is a native of India, which brings the World Food Prize full circle in that the man who started the award, Dr. Norman Borlaug, is credited with increasing wheat yields and saving countless lives in India in the 1960s. For that, Dr. Borlaug was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970. To continue the type of research carried out by Dr. Lal and others working to increase agricultural productivity today and ensure people around the world have access to food, we must increase investment in agricultural research. It's fine to talk about building resilience for improved food systems. It's something else to make the actual commitment of research funding to achieve that goal. We must turn dialogue into action. So we're glad to see the World Food Prize Foundation advocating for the America Grows Act, a bipartisan bill to authorize annual 5% increases in funding for research at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. American farmers and ranchers always have been leaders in innovation, but that leadership role is being challenged as China's investment in agricultural research grows and U.S. public investment declines. America's investment in agricultural research took off in response to the 1930s farm crisis. Today, the world faces a different crisis. Continuing productivity gains to feed a growing population while also continuing agriculture's contributions to carbon sequestration and climate change mitigation, and now working to increase agriculture's resiliency in the face of global supply chain disruptions due to a pandemic or other disruptive events yet to come. Just as research and innovation led us out of the challenges of the 20th century, they will be the answer to the challenges we face in this century and beyond, but only if we make the necessary investment in agricultural research. And America's farmers and ranchers can continue their leadership role only if the U.S. keeps up with investment by other countries. We must not lose our competitive advantage or give up our leadership role to other countries. We need more agricultural research, more Dr. Lal's and Dr. Borlaug's, and more dialogue on meeting the challenges ahead by building a more resilient food system. Congratulations to the World Food Prize Foundation on this year's Borlaug Dialogue. Farm Bureau is honored to be part of this critical conversation, and we appreciate the Foundation's focus on the vital role that agriculture plays in all human achievement, thanks to innovation. Last week, USDA provided the first peek into how payments are shaking out under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP-2. Late last month, the administration announced details of the $14 billion program that will provide direct payments to farmers and ranchers to partially offset COVID-19-related losses. Sign-up for CFAP-2 began on September 21st and ends December 11th. Producers can sign up through USDA's Farm Service Agency county offices. CFAP 2 payments will be broken into three categories: price trigger commodities, flat rate commodities, and sales commodities. According to USDA data, the first few weeks of payments totaled nearly $2 billion as of October 6th. As of October 14th, less than 3 weeks before Election Day, voters have cast over 14.2 million ballots nationwide. This equates to 9.6% of all votes cast in the 2016 election. 10 states have already surpassed 20% of the 2016 turnout, including the critical swing states of Florida at 20%, Michigan at 22%, and Wisconsin at 24%. These numbers represent a mix of Americans voting in person at an early polling center, as well as returning mail-in ballots. Of ballots requested, over 78.4 million are on track to be delivered to voters. Early forecasts predicted as many as 150 million votes cast in 2020 versus 139 million in 2016. As of now, that number could easily be reached and surpassed by Election Day. Does all this time at home have you tired of meal planning, or are you busy with harvest? Well, we have a solution for you. Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation's Prep Freeze Cook fundraiser is perfect for everyone's busy lives. It comes with 10 prepackaged frozen meals for a family of two or five. All you have to do is throw them in a crock pot, oven, or grill. The prep work is already done. 10 meals for a family of two are $85.85, and meals for a family of five are $171.70, tax included. To order, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 and request an order form and return it along with your payment. All checks must be made out to Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation, or MCAEF. All orders must be returned no later than October 28th by noon. All proceeds go to the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation to provide local scholarships. We urge all voters to defeat the proposed constitutional amendment question that will be on the November ballot. If enacted, this amendment would end our state's flat income tax and will roll into place a progressive income tax. But we believe there is nothing fair about a progressive tax. A tax that shifts the state's financial burdens onto the most successful businessmen and women. Vote no on the constitutional amendment to keep our state's income tax flat and fair. Illinois' current non-graduated or flat income tax of 4.95% fairly applies the same tax rate to everyone in the state. Compare that to the proposed progressive tax. If the amendment is approved by voters in November, a progressive income tax rate structure, already agreed to by lawmakers, would take effect. This progressive income tax structure divides Illinoisans into categories based on their level of income, and as income levels get progressively higher, so do the tax rates. Under this progressive income tax structure, the tax rates start at 4.75% and go all the way up to 7.99%. Since the 1970s, Illinois' Constitution has ensured that all Illinoisans equally pay the same income tax rate. This means if the tax rate increases for one person, it increases for all. This is fair. But under a progressive income tax, lawmakers can pick and choose whose taxes they raise. With a single bill, state lawmakers can adjust these income categories and raise the tax rates on any and all of us. Illinois Farm Bureau policy states clear support for a flat tax. This policy has been vetted by our members, believes the flat tax is a fair way to tax the citizens of Illinois. A flat tax applies the same tax rate on everyone, no matter their income level. If the constitutional amendment is approved in November, lawmakers will impose varying tax rates based on how successful you are as an individual or as a corporation. Let's keep Illinois' income tax fair. Vote no on the proposed constitutional amendment in November. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.